Kia ora koutou katoa. Kia koe e te tuihini te whanauka e mihi mai ki a mātou i te timata o te ahiahina. A tēnā koe. Kia koe e te tau o te whaina mihi atu. Kia koe. E pai tō tau atu tāke anoi i tēnei wā. No reira mihi atu. Koutou katoa, a tēnā rā tātou katoa. So the question posed of this panel fascinated me. I looked at the educational needs of society and economy. Initially, I started thinking about an education system which would begin to address the so-called long tail of disadvantage, which is such a major feature of our education system. In thinking about this, I began to consider the causes of this long tail, and in doing so, to address the underlying structural issues. To me, the ability to receive an education which equips you to participate in society and the economy is an issue of social justice. Hence, I've called my short contribution to this conversation Education Justice, Socially Just Education for a Socially Just Economy, and have framed education in a wider socioeconomic context. This is not to say that education should not also be about and based on social justice and our personal, whānau, and national values. Kia Aroha College in South Auckland has the following as one of its learning principles. Learning is critical. It provides young people with the power and the tools to understand and challenge inequity and inequality and injustice and make changes in their lives. However, my focus is outside of the school and indeed outside of the tertiary institution. The New Zealand Council of Christian Social Services published this infographic in the lead up to the 2014 election. At the time, politicians were fond of saying inequality wasn't a problem, that in fact there had been no major change to inequality levels for 10 years. This was true, but it was also completely inconsequential. The damage had been done between the mid-80s and mid-90s, when the inequality levels had accelerated at a massive rate. As we know, this type of structural inequality in a developed country leads to multiple social and health disparities, such as higher rates of imprisonment, higher rates of obesity and diabetes, a breakdown in social cohesion, and an us and them society. Child poverty rates in New Zealand have closely followed the increases in income inequality. Over the same period, where income inequality doubled, so too did the rate of child poverty. The poverty measure for this graph is the income of the child's family being 60% of the contemporary median before housing costs. But whatever the measure, we can see that when our society is based on systems that maintain high levels of income inequality and increasingly wealth inequalities, it is our children who suffer. There are numerous national and international studies linking growing up in poverty to lower rates of educational achievement and income generation. This one is from the 35-year-old Long Christchurch Health and Development Study. Thus, we can see through our acceptance of child poverty, we're also accepting a decrease in the educational and economic potential of our future generations. This will not just mean an impact for these individuals, it will impact on all of us as New Zealanders. In our current housing environment, the pressure placed on low-income families to retain a secure home in the face of ever-increasing rental costs and the decrease in availability of state housing means many children are also experiencing overcrowding and transient lifestyles. This makes the building of community and keeping children connected to their schools much more difficult. A 2014 Child Poverty Action Group report stated, in South Auckland, children may shift 2 to 3 times in a school year or attend 5 or 6 primary schools. Transience is affected by housing affordability and availability. These children struggle fearfully in order to gain a meaningful start in their education. As we have known for many years, Pākehā New Zealanders are having fewer children and having them later in life. This results in the flat-sided pyramid reflecting the age structure of this group. For Māori and Pacific people, the age graphs are much more the classic pyramid shape as these groups continue to have more children. In a recent study into why schools fail Māori, unconscious bias in education, Dr. Carla Hokomo and Anton Blank state, a complex mix of factors associated with socioeconomic status and lifestyle contribute to these continuing inequities. Apart from these factors, a number of recent publications have also suggested that racism contributes to Māori disadvantage. So the combination of socioeconomic status, the unconscious bias of many in the education system, and the monocultural approach of mainstream education all contribute to Māori being overrepresented in those who leave school with no qualifications and who tend to hold jobs in lower value and less secure industries. So all of this is occurring as our population ages. We will soon need the younger groups in our population mix to support older New Zealanders with their work and with their willingness to potentially shoulder the burden of higher taxes in order to pay superannuation for the quarter of the population who will be over 65. We will need a smart, capable and adaptable workforce who will be able to be highly productive in an unknown economic and indeed natural environment. As a world, we're moving towards large-scale environmental tipping points, and how we will be able to sustain ourselves in a globally warmed world is far from apparent. The ability of a future workforce to be able to rapidly adapt to these changes, to use emergent technology, and of course to have a socially just approach to sharing the fruits of their labour and or their capital will dictate whether we make the best of things for all or just focus on those lucky enough to be in the wealthy classes. So for me, we need to take a whole-of-system approach to addressing the educational needs of society and the economy. Rather than maximising the benefits of the economy for the few, we must demonstrate our ability to share for the common good. This means we will be willing to develop systems of ensuring national income and wealth is more equitably shared. We will ensure our children are securely housed in healthy homes so they can have strong links to their communities and their schools. We will fund our schools and our tertiary institutions at a level that will allow students to access the resources they need for a successful education. We will not accept educational and employment outcomes which are predicated on whether you are Māori or Pacific. We will have teaching and learning systems that work for all. Tertiary institutions and wānanga produce our future leaders. We need leadership that will not accept the structural inequities that have grown for the last 30 years. Leadership that will support the development of a more inclusive and caring society. This may mean taking a leaf from Kia Aroha College and equipping graduates to challenge inequity and injustice to make changes in our world. Nō reira, koe nei, oku whakaro e whānau, i tēnei tēpapa, a tēnei tētakatua.